President Trump's threat last week to levy tariffs on Mexico is just the latest news to spook the markets. The Dow has lost almost 7% of its value in the past month, and bond rates have fallen as investors flee to safety. Economists are worried about an increased risk of recession by the end of next year. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So there's a new survey out today from the National Association for Business Economists, which estimates a 15% risk of recession this year and a 60% risk by the end of 2020. What are the factors that are concerning economists about where we are?
Well, I think number one is the increased trade protectionist. That's what they cite as the primary downside risk. But there's also other pieces of this. Financial market strains, meaning that, hey, we've been rising for a while. And even though we've lost, as you said, 6-7% in the month of May, markets are still higher. And also a general global growth slowdown. So that adds to all of the mix of potential worries around recession.
But that said, when you look at a lot of the measures of the economy, including the unemployment rate, which is down at, 3.6% or something like that, the economy has been growing strongly despite all of these issues. What do you think could tip it?
You know, it could be sheer exhaustion. If you think about it, next month, this economy, which has been expanding for almost 10 years, mm-hmm. will actually become the longest expansion on record. So obviously, the further you get into the process, the more likely it is that it corrects at some point. And also that, generally speaking, last year we had that strong growth, but it really was attributable to the one-time impact of those tax increases. So a lot of economists that I've been speaking to, not the ones from this survey specifically, have said to me, 2020, that's kind of what we're penciling in. But no one knows. This is all right. A guesstimate, frankly.
Okay. The New York Times is reporting today that last week President Trump considered imposing tariffs on Australia. Of course, he actually did say he was imposing them on Mexico. It now sounds like the Australian tariffs are going to be put on hold, at least temporarily. But as you look at the tariffs on China and Mexico and other places, how much are those hurting the economy right now?
You know, I don't see huge signs that there is a big dent in the economy because of this. I mean, we might say that, gee, had the tariffs not been in place or the threat of tariffs not out there, that we would be growing by even more. But it's hard to prove a negative. What we do know is that these tariffs create uncertainty. And that is certainly something that business leaders are very concerned about. I spoke to one woman who said to me, look, I was thinking about adding 1,000 people to my payrolls this year. Now I'm rethinking it because now I don't know when tariffs can come out of the blue for non-economic reasons like they just did last week with Mexico.
How do you expect the Federal Reserve will react to what's going on in the markets and in the economy right now?
Well, I think we have a clear message from Jerome Powell and company, and that is that at the moment that there is any weakness, I think this Fed is ready to cut. And it's not going to be because of the president and what the president says. It's just that these Fed governors are very sensitive to an economic slowdown. I think the likelihood is we actually could see a Fed rate cut this year. Put it on the tape.
Mark it right there, Jeremy.
Mark it.
We'll come back and see if you're right. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.